Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, it's a term that's gaining traction across boardrooms and HR departments. It's called quiet firing. So unlike outright dismissals or retrenchments, this tactic is subtle. It's difficult to prove, I imagine, and deeply unsettling for employees. And companies, I don't need to tell you, are under increasing financial pressure. And some may choose to sidestep costly severance packages by nudging staff out the door using a strategy of disengagement. In South Africa, we have a strong labor framework, though, but we also have a high unemployment rate. So I wonder if this trend has a place and if there are legal and ethical implications. I'm in conversation now with Advaita Naidu from Jackhammer Global. She's the Africa MD. It is one of the continent's largest executive search firms. Let's start with the basics, and good evening to you. Quiet firing, is it a euphemism for constructive dismissal or something more insidious?
I think it's a little bit more insidious, and I don't want to treat it like the buzzword that we've come up with for some sensational exposure. But, you know, due to the subtle nature of quiet firing, it's tricky to define, and there aren't any statistics because you can't prove that, that's what it was. I think constructive dismissal is marked down as a category. It's covered by the CCMA. It's usually targeted as a single person, and the requirements are clearer. Whereas with quiet firing, as it's been conceptualized, it mostly comes into play when a company wants to go through some sort of downsizing or restructure, and they're facing, as you said, these time-consuming and bureaucratic hurdles to do that on top of any severance that they may need to pay. So the behaviors they engage in are just enough to make teams feel uncomfortable.
So how widespread, in your opinion, then, is the practice?
So again, because it's difficult to prove and because people are just kind of waking up to the fact that it might exist, it's difficult to pin down when it is a case. But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg has been recorded as saying self-selection is okay with me. And I've definitely chatted to a client or two who hold a view that, you know, if they're the type of people who want to work at home, then they're not the right people for us. And that's fine. So it's come up in conversation, and you can see, as you said, it's gaining a bit of traction. The term might be new and catchy, but it isn't an unknown concept.
At what level of an organization might this be happening, do you think?
I think it could be happening at all levels. As you say, when there are times for cutting costs and you need to cut out swathes of the workforce, and there's a downsizing or restructure in place, and it's going to take a long time to go through all the legal processes that are required for proper retrenchment, I think it could apply to anyone whose job has become a little bit more difficult, who has been disrupted by AI, or, you know, that they're not serving the bottom line as they want.
So are there red flags, I wonder, that an employee might be experiencing in terms of quiet firing without actually even noticing it?
Yes. So there will be cases where, for example, a manager is withholding a raise or promotion, the employees being isolated from team activities, from meetings, decision-making processes, or the work just becomes mundane. It's undesirable. It's, you know, it's a bit of grunt work. There's increasing bureaucracy and micromanagement. And then, you know, everything is a moving goalpost, you know, that there are promises that may have been made and suddenly they don't materialize. And then there's the overwork or the underwork. So again, you know, if this is targeted to a single employee, then there may be performance issues in place. But if it's a larger, a more company-wide kind of practice, then it's much more likely to be quiet firing.
As you say, though, difficult to prove, because this could just be the normal flow of work that might have pivoted or changed slightly. And the last thing you want to do as an employee is to look for a conspiracy theory.
Yes, be that guy who's shouting in the corner. Mm. Yes, I agree. And I think it might seem a little bit nitpicky, but if you do get this sense that this might be happening, I think being proactive and insisting on open and frequent communication and support can really help employees ensure a more transparent work environment. Your expectations need to be clarified. Just reduce the likelihood of this happening. And again, you know, even if it is transactional, just start documenting anything, any accomplishments and positive feedback that you receive. Have these direct conversations, seek support, you know, explore the possibilities within the organization to see whether it is localized to this one instance or whether, again, it is across the board.
Now, if it's occurring, and again, I acknowledge all the caveats that you've given me, but if there's no formal documentation or there's no performance management, as far as the company is concerned, where would it leave the process in terms of the labor court or the CCMA?
Unfortunately, again, you know, the requirements for the CCMA are quite specific. You know, there need to have been unilateral changes to the terms of employment for a single person. There needs to be some sort of discrimination, harassment, bullying, a hostile work environment, unsafe work conditions. And the employee, the burden of proof is on the employee to show that there was no choice but to resign. And in the world of quiet firing, an arbiter may well assess that there was, in fact, a choice in this. So unfortunately, because the burden of proof does fall on an employee and companies are more and more have the upper hand, it is tricky to prove. But again, companies have an ethical and legal responsibility to create and maintain a safe working environment based on fair conditions. And it might be a little bit easier to prove that the conditions have become unfair.
And just to raise the level of anxiety even more, you also suggest that some managers may unknowingly be participating in quiet firing. Now, I mean, surely if that's the case, it would raise questions about broader executive leadership, competence and accountability.
Exactly. I think in this new world of work that we find ourselves in, managers and leaders really need to be upskilled on managing better. We're dealing with diverse and disparate workforces scattered in many places. We're dealing with neurodiverse workforces. We have people who are managing teams across an age spectrum. And unfortunately, those managers haven't been upskilled on how to manage diversity as they should have. And in this case, then it requires an HR intervention or a senior leadership intervention to show that any lower productivity that results from a disengagement of a disengaged workforce is directly attributed to a poor manager.
And let me just wade further into these weeds that we're talking about tonight. Advaitha, what about the rise of remote work? It would make firing people easier, I would imagine, because managers can disengage digitally, as can employees.
They absolutely can. But again, if an employee's work speaks for itself, and again, a lot of companies have the key performance indicators in place, they have performance management systems. So, and if an employee is actually performing in accordance with their expectations, and it is the leader who's the one that's disengaged, and again, managing several people, and suddenly a productive team becomes an unproductive team, that's clearer, that's easier to point to a poor leader than it is to say that the workforce is the problem.
And that's where we're going to leave it tonight. There is an enormous amount of food for thought there, but I think the point that I take out is watch out for any potential red flags and also make sure that you're always documenting progress and success. Advaitha Naidu, thank you very much indeed. Africa MD at the executive search firm Jack Hammer Global. Always good talking to you, and thank you so much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.